audience. This is the conference coordinator. I just wanted to let all parties know that the call is being recorded. Thank you.
Oh, good.
We are now being recorded.
That's good. Greg, you need to ask Glenn to have it turned into the low-cost transcript that they do.
I will do so.
And I'll take some notes, but that would be great. Because there's a little bit of a delay in turnaround.
Yeah.
We can at least have the MP3 posted on the subgroup, within the work group.
We can, but...
We'll do all of the above. Mutually exclusive.
I'm just going to make my personal comment about MP3s. If I had time to be on the call,
Yeah.
That's true. Although it is a useful time-shifting device, it is not a useful time-saving device.
Anyway. So you want to get started?
We might as well begin. I think we have everyone but Victoria McEvity. So this is a call of the single letter and two letter names subcommittee of the reserve name working group.
Sorry, it's Glenn. I've just joined. I was late.
Hi, Glenn. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Glenn.
A couple of things. We would like to have this is being recorded, and we would like to get this transcribed through the low cost method.
It is being transcribed.
Good.
The same as the other calls are transcribed.
Excellent. And if it's possible to post the MP3 in the interim, that would be helpful to some.
I'll post it immediately after the meeting.
Perfect.
Mine will just have the first bit left off, but the one on the website will be complete. But that will only be posted tomorrow.
No problem.
Glenn.
First bit wasn't
yes?
that exciting anyway.
Yeah, it's Marilyn. I'm just going to take some rough notes, which I'll then just, I think, probably send to you and to Greg, since this more formal record is being taken.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. I do appreciate that.
Oh, why don't we begin? First off, I want to thank you all for letting me be your chair, since I'm somewhat new to this group, although I was following this. The issues that face this subgroup as I was working away on the now out of scope reserve names at the third level. And I thought that it would be, since I don't come to this with a lot of preconceived notions or baggage, at least I don't think I do, I think I can be helpful in trying to sort out where we stand and what we can do and what we can't do in the time that's allotted to us and try to make some more meaningful recommendations and try to perhaps get to the finish line on certain issues and plot a course of action beyond the 30 days for those things where the finish line may not be reached so quickly. So I don't want to monopolize the discussion, and I'd like to hear what people think are the significant issues we need to face, and then we can kind of go through the list that I think Patrick circulated, which was a cutout of the statement of work for the subgroup.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I support that. It's Marilyn speaking. I think that if we can identify the work we can get done in the remaining time of our 30 days, but then focus on what's the larger or longer course of action, that's probably the most useful thing we can do.
On the other hand, I do not want to be prejudiced yet about what are the things we can and can't get done
sure.
in 30 days, so I think we need to identify those and discuss them and perhaps why they can or can't be so that we can, agree or at least have, a rough consensus. And with this active group, any consensus is going to be rough.
Yeah, Greg, it's Marilyn again. I'm just going to finish my comment by saying that I think one of the important things that we need to remember is that we're not just talking to ourselves. We're talking to the council, we're talking to the community, and ultimately we're talking to the board. And so I think we need to keep in mind what we can sell and how we sell it, and remember who the parties are that have to agree with us as we go through this.
And this is Patrick. I can just add that we've got a pretty good base to begin with from the report that was distributed before Lisbon.
Absolutely. I don't view us as... Sorry?
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't view us as trying to start from scratch, although to some extent as things got a little calcified, we might want to try to break them open again and look at them with a little bit of a fresh eye. And I may be the freshest eye. I may also be the least tutored eye here, but I think that, as I said earlier, may have some value to it.
Greg, it's Marilyn. I need to better understand that. I don't really believe that our charter is to break things open.
Well, it's more in the sense that we, concluded that there was further work to be done on a number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there was, there were some, strongly held views on both sides that were kind of compromised by saying that further work needed to be done. But I don't mean that we need to, completely, overrule things, but to the extent that that was more of a placeholder than a true conclusion, and I think that it is within our scope to try to replace the further work with something more useful.
I think we need to be, it's Marilyn speaking, I think we need to be careful not to confuse a minority opinion with the justification for reopening an opinion. Otherwise, we're going to be really bogged down in this remaining time. It's clear that always an individual or a constituency or a sector may have a minority opinion that needs to be put forward. But if the working group broadly supported a recommendation, we should not be going into this and revisiting that. And I would really suggest that my understanding of the charter from the council does not include reopening things. It allows for continued putting forward of the minority opinion, but it doesn't. I don't see how we justify starting over when the working group made a particular recommendation, and I need to understand what your, maybe you could give us an example.
I agree.
Can I comment?
I'm not being clear. Please do.
Oh, you're offering.
Yeah. I would think that there's somewhere a position between the two that I've been hearing. I think that there were things that were just sort of, we didn't do the extra work one needs to do to try and find the consensus point. We just sort of said, basically, we have two viewpoints. Sometimes, neither a majority nor a minority were really clearly delineated, and we said, this one's complicated, it needs more work. There were some things that were decided, and I agree that those things that were indeed decided should probably not be reopened unless it's an implication in something else that we do. But there were things that were basically left dangling, and the rubric we said was more work, and I think that more work is towards trying to find the consensus point.
Thank you. That's very helpful, and it really was the first instance of the two instances that you mentioned, Avery, that I'm looking at trying to move forward.
Greg, here's an example. In some of the recommendations, we had further work on the subject of one character IDN TLDs, including outreach to experts. So between Lisbon and, I guess, today, I've been doing some outreach with linguistic experts and also within the IDN community on getting some kind of a response that might be able to help the working group as a whole, in particular this subgroup, on single and two characters in the IDN space. So I guess I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but if you want to talk about that, we can.
Absolutely.
And I think that's an excellent example. It's Marilyn speaking. I just wanted to be sure I wasn't hearing that we were going to, because we had one member or two members who disagreed with the working group, that we were going to start over on those other issues because we have so much work to do in the areas like Patrick has just identified.
Well, I think what we should do is, we can have a little more discussion kind of at the high level, and then I think we need to break into some of the individual areas. In a sense, we have, this is kind of like six committees in one, since we have various combinations of levels and ASCII and IDNs and letters and numbers, and numbers of letters and numbers of numbers, and each of them implicate different things, some of them technical, some of them not. And I think that it would be helpful to, first off, I don't think we should go in the same order each time so that we can make sure that things get, you know, an equal airing when we can. And then try to, you know, select a few on the, to discuss on this call. So, are there, you know, further thoughts on kind of the general work of this subcommittee?
So, Greg, it's Marilyn. Are you? We're working then from an outline of our work being in the overall draft statement of work from its three to the end of its three, single and two-character reserve game.
Right.
So do you want to just start at a high level to walk through A through G and see if there's any comments or enhancements?
I think that's a good suggestion. We can see. I'll just read this out as the overall heading is single and two-character reserve names, expanded subgroup or subgroups. A, consult further with IDN experts regarding single and two-character IDN names, including definition of the term character as it relates to non-Roman scripts.
So maybe we, as we talk about this, we can do two things. Identify what we know about it now, what we think we've done, and identify what the next work is, and fourth, who the responsible parties are to make something happen.
Yes, I think we need sub, you know, each of these subsections needs an owner. And why don't we begin by summarizing it, where we currently stand on the single and two-character IDN names. And I guess this, for me, one thing I need to understand here is whether we're talking about IDN names both in the top level and the second level, or are we only talking about it at one of the two levels? And I'll put the third level aside since that's A, out of scope, and B, it will tend to follow the second level.
Sure. Greg, this is Patrick. The recommendation says that we're talking about it at both the top and the second level.
Okay.
And that we recommended further work.
Right, for both levels.
So, that's where we are at both levels. Now, I guess I have sort of jumped ahead in this category and have been trying to collect some work, including coming up with the definition, since before Lisbon, and I've got a lot on it already.
Patrick, you're sounding a lot like the owner of this subpart.
That's quite all right.
So can I just, in my notes, note that Patrick and Greg agree that Patrick will take the lead on this, regardless of whoever else works with him?
Unless anybody else has another view, I think that's a good view.
And so we could just say Patrick will take lead, others will join him.
Does that work for everybody or not work for anybody?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, that sounds good as well.
So I have a specific question, Patrick. In outreach to IDN experts, it's one of the things that you're proposing to do?
One of the things that's already been done.
I just want to challenge that for just a minute. It's already been done between you and IDN experts?
It's been done initially through me, but if you listen to Monday's call between the GAC and the GNSO Council, there was some discussion of this point as well.
Mm-hmm.
So probably what I could start with doing is taking the notes that on this particular question that came out of that call and putting them in an email that gets sent around to everyone, as well as summarizing what has been done so far with the outreach to experts.
Okay, I'm going to kind of, I was on that call because I'm on the task force. I thought actually that what we would need to do is that this subgroup should have at least a informative call with a couple of IDN experts so that broadly the subgroup is able to support the recommendation.
And Tina and I have already had some initial discussions with Carrie Karp about this particular question.
And that's a great start. I think, though, we probably would want to have at least offer a informative call for the rest of the subgroup members, if not the working group, with other people, including Rom.
Of course. Yeah.
Because Carrie's a great asset, but there's a number of other perspectives that we probably want to make sure that the subgroup is familiar with. So you and Tina, so I'm just capturing, Tina and Patrick have started the process.
Yes.
And so is a reasonable to do, since it says consult further with IDN experts, is it reasonable to do to suggest a offering a informative conference call with people like Rom, Carrie, Tina as experts?
Well, we could have that, but why don't I first come up with something that the subgroup can review?
Oh, great.
If there are questions, because I think I'm pretty close to having something that people could review.
That's great.
So I'm going to say Patrick will draft, right?
We'll draft and may have already drafted.
And we'll circulate.
Good. And then the subgroup will quickly determine whether there is a need for a further call. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or we can figure out if there's a an alternative method of communicating, for instance.
Right, like email.
Email or, you know, a question and answer or a
great.
Some sort of thing. And then also determine whether in the rather fluid area of IDNs we have kind of the major thought, you know, camps identified and represented, if that's necessary.
Right.
Or to the extent that's necessary.
Jumping ahead to 3C quickly, from what I view is if we're able to come up with a definition of a character that's reasonably accepted, that we would then be able to give that to the GAC and the CCNSO with a short time frame for them to make any comments on that definition, and then we'll have a complete definition that could be used by the new GTLD task force for its final report.
That would certainly, you know, seem to be helpful. I guess a question of information for me, is there, and maybe for others, is the IDN working group or others also working on a definition of character, or has there been one or more or maybe a number floating around out there?
There are some definitions that I've, not a complete definition, but it's some starting points that I've already collected.
So you've collected those and you're kind of trying to build upon those to get a better, more complete, and perhaps hopefully even a consensus definition of a character.
Consensus.
There is an IDN wiki that was created by the working group that may actually have a definition of character for IDN purposes already. I think it's idn.wat.ch or something like that.
And can I just ask, it's Marilyn, the IDN working group is continuing to meet?
No, it's closed.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure since I was on it, but I wasn't continuing to participate. Okay.
You just had to make sure that it wasn't just that you weren't being invited.
Hey.
But if you're not being invited, Marilyn, I'm not.
we'll have a different party. Okay. So the IDN wiki could also be consulted. I got that. Okay. So, Greg, just to go back, that you wanted to verify that the IDN working group definition would be consistent with...
or at least taken into consideration and considered. Whether it's consistent is, to some extent, a question. I would hope that it could be consistent, or if we weren't going to be consistent, we had good reasons to do so, since whatever we do.
I want to ask this question. I'm going to call the question here, and it's Marilyn speaking. I'm not sure we could trump the IDN working group on...
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to verify that.
On the other hand, I'm not a big one for received wisdom where it seems to be troubled. But I'm not. I don't know what the IDN working group definition of character is, so I'm going to assume it's a good one and maybe one we can adopt. But let's let Patrick, you know, push his work forward and out to the rest of us, and we can look at that
And so what I've done is just say we're going to rely on Patrick to verify that there's consistency.
And I've now looked at the IDN wiki from the working group, and the definition that they have, I've already have a copy of. I'm using that same basis, but we need to build on it.
Right.
So I have what they include as a definition.
So it's good as far as it goes, but you need to dig deeper or go further.
It needs a bit of expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got that. Okay?
Great.
So you just took care of 3A and 3C. God, if you keep going at this rate, I can go to bed soon.
I can as well, and it's only 4 o'clock. So I think, Patrick, is there anything further on the IDN names issues there, 3A and C, which you are now in charge of?
That's all I've done so far, and I leave it to someone else to pick up another category.
Can I just ask, I wasn't aware that the GAC had actually raised issues in relation to single and two-character IDN names.
At an extremely high level, Alistair, I would say we did not discuss it in any detail, and the GAC, in fact, told us that they reserve, they haven't actually developed policy principles, public policy principles. They've announced they're going to. So it was more a placeholder, I think, Patrick, from my being on the call.
Yeah, from what I heard, they need more time to consider these questions, and they thought they were good questions, but we're probably not going to get an answer from them before San Juan.
I mean, the only thing that I can think of was, they identified certain categories where they considered that there was a need for a process to involve countries, and that was things like geographic names, those sorts of areas. So to the extent they are one- and two-character IDN names, then that might be, they might be of interest to the GAC, but I wasn't aware of any other names that they identified as an interest.
There were two or three interventions by Carrie, and I should just say for the recording, it's Marilyn. There were two or three interventions by Carrie, noting whether the GAC had was making sure that languages which are non-country specific have a champion, and that's a very broad characterization, but it's probably an accurate one. And Bill D from the European Commission, who's the GAC rapporteur on this issue, noting that the GAC's intent was to be sure that there was a champion, that the view of the GAC is that people live somewhere, and therefore it might be multiple governments, but there would still be an interest in the issue. That's broader than just the characterization of the country code name as an IDN or the country name as an IDN.
Right. I mean, as I said, I think they raised, it wasn't just country names that they identified as areas of interest to them.
Right.
I was just using those as examples.
Oh, got it.
The other ones I could remember.
Well, we'll probably, Glenn, are we getting a transcript of that GAC council interaction?
Marilyn?
Yes.
Sorry, which transcript were you talking about?
Are we getting a transcript of the GAC council interaction?
It's on the website.
Oh, good. Well, we can all go back and refresh ourselves on it.
Yes, it's on the website already.
Great.
Thank you.
I was on that call, and I'm quite certain it didn't say anything relevant to this subgroup, specifically, single and two-character names. So I think we just need to focus on that, and what do we want to know from the GAC so that they can consider them up to and including their meetings in San Juan.
No, Mike, they actually did. This question was asked by, I think it was Carrie and Chuck brought it up. And Carrie, I know, mentioned two-character
right.
Chinese
script as an example, and their answer was, it's a good question, we need to think about it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We need to. What we need to do is come up with our question. I meant that nothing substantive came out of that call. What we still need to do, as what I see our work on this point, is to come up with a list of questions that the GAC needs to consider and hopefully give us guidance on.
Can I just ask you guys to try to identify yourselves when you speak? I'm pretty good on voices, but I may not get everybody.
Was that Mike Rodenbaugh just speaking?
Yes.
Can I comment on that at some point? This is Aubrey.
Aubrey, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I actually don't know how much detailed guidance we should be trying to get from the GAC. I mean, the GAC will be giving, you know, further guidance on things like IDNs, et cetera, and that should be read. They negotiate very carefully over their words. We saw from yesterday's meeting where one word is stronger than another word. And in a sense, they're telling us to go out, go read it and understand it. And use these things. And so I think as long as we take their principles, we think through them, we think, how does this apply, how does this not apply, to the best of our collective understanding, we're doing what we can with what advice they've given us. And then others, like the board, like the council, actually, like the working group, then the council, then the board, will also get a chance to match their interpretation with the GAC, and at the end of it all, the GAC will be able to say, yeah, you guys got it, or no, I don't think you quite understood, but they can't tell us that a priori. I think they've told us pretty much what they can tell us, and that's why yesterday's meeting was relatively, you know, content-free, because the words are what the words are, and that's what we're going to get from them.
Yeah, so I think, Aubrey, if I could just summarize, because I, in listening to the call, I really took away, I think, pretty much what you're saying, which is we got in a couple of cases, actually four, I wrote them down, we need to apply common sense. Common sense is not a shared definition necessarily, so as we work through this, we'll find out how close we are to shared common sense and how far away we are. But Greg, do you want to move on if we've assigned the work of A and C?
I think we have, so let's move on to B. Consult further with experts in the technical community regarding single-letter ASCII names, single-number ASCII names, and two-character ASCII names involving at least one number. I think here, first off, we'll try to identify an owner for this. I don't know if we have any volunteers or perhaps multiple volunteers for this one.
Well, can I, before people volunteer, can I just talk a little bit about the outreach that's already been done and the pending outreach on consulting with the technical community?
Okay, Marilyn.
So for the record, it's Marilyn. I had invited Steve Crocker, Patrick Falstrom, and Lyman Chapin to a technical consultation. And separately, and Neil may want to speak to this, Neil had asked Steve Bellavin, who invented firewall technology, former member of the IAB, former regional leader in IESG, so someone who's really quite the peer of most of the technical parties, to analyze the present and work that's been done and provide a kind of an outline of what the unresolved questions may be from the technical community's perspective. And Bellavin's working on that and I think intends to have that, as I understand it, Neil, later today or tomorrow.
Correct.
So, but he's also on tap to do a conference call, and we have some dates from him, and we can talk about that. We had suggested to invite other technical parties to that call. I just heard back from Steve Crocker that his plate's full and he doesn't think he can participate in a call, but I haven't heard back from Patrick Falstrom. nor from Lyman, and we can continue to pursue that. Ram Mohan is another highly respected technical party in this space, not only on IDNs, but broadly on these issues. So it seems to me that it would be good for us to try to have a conference call and ask questions of respected technical parties and give them a list of questions ahead of time, and then make sure that we've identified the areas that we think are resolved or not resolved in each of these areas. And as I count them, Greg, I just want to be sure that I'm right about this. I would count single letter ASCII at the top level and the second level as 1 and 2. Single number ASCII, top level, second letter, as 3 and 4. And then there's the issue of two-character ASCII names involving one number at the top level and the second level, and that would be 5 and 6. Is that, do people think that's right?
I think that's right, Marilyn, yeah. Although I understood that there were actually some two-character ASCIIs involving at least one number at the second level already in operation.
I think that may be, just as there are some single-letter ASCIIs at the second level in operation.
Yeah. Those are the exception.
Two characters have never been reserved.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Two characters with involving one number or not, I mean, two characters at the second level are not reserved, right? Except for country codes?
I believe that is correct.
So I was just trying to get the categories down. So if we went to this technical, we go to the technical community, there's going to be a big blank space where Marilyn is speaking but not recording. But if we went to the technical community, we would say, okay, we want to talk to you about six subcategories. And consistent with our earlier recommendations, and Patrick, you're going to need to spot me on this, but consistent with our earlier recommendations, I think the subgroup acknowledged that treatment may be different at the top level and the second level, but we want to try to justify why the treatment is different and document it.
Right. Yes.
So that, I think, leads me to propose a conference call with Bellavin and anyone else we can get to walk through this.
Yeah, I think also, Marilyn, I'd like to see exactly what you've asked of the other experts and then follow up on that, not only with those experts but with other ones that we identified in the subgroup report or otherwise. Maybe it's time to ask some other people. But bottom line, we need to start getting some responses. We only have 30 days.
Actually, we don't have 30 days.
We have about 20 days,
exactly.
Which is even worse than having only 30 days.
So,
right. Well, the fact is that this work, you know, could have, should have been done in the earlier working group, and it just sort of didn't get done because I don't know why. But bottom line, it just seems like people are dragging their feet. So now their feet's got to get to the fire.
Rather than going over the past, one of the reasons I took this job was because I didn't participate in the subcommittee. So therefore, I'm as innocent as a newborn babe. So I would prefer to look forward to what we can do rather than look backwards to what didn't happen. I do think that, you know, we should consider you know, putting together, you know, either written questions or getting some background on what has already been asked and looking for a good and possibly divergent panel of experts that can either come together at the same time, or if that becomes unwieldy given the short time we have, can be presented with the same questions or participate in some sort of threaded discussion where we can try to you know, get more light from the technical experts.
So why don't we do this? I've just thrown out some names. I've mentioned the feedback I've gotten from so I've put out the name of Lyman Chapin, Steve Crocker, given the input from Steve we got, mentioned Steve Bellavin, who's confirmed, haven't heard back definitively from Falstrom or Ram Mohan. But Mike, do you have names to contribute that you could email to the rest of the group?
Yeah, there's some in our report, and there's others which I'd mentioned previously that I've talked to on this issue that could give us opinions as well. Bruce Tonkin, Edmund Chung, others.
Well, why don't you? Is it okay to ask you to post those with contact information?
I think what we need to do is come up with a list of questions. And also understand exactly who was contacted and when previously, and then decide on a list of people to send out this new list of questions.
But we need to do that very quickly, right?
This is Greg. I don't think that we necessarily need to do one before the other. I do think, obviously the list can't be activated, or the questions can't be activated until we decide what the list is, but I wouldn't want one to wait for the other, one to end for the other one to begin.
So I think we've got a list of names. I mean, haven't we? I've mentioned a few. Mike's mentioned two. There may be another one or two, Mike, that you want to throw in there.
Is there anybody else? Let's get them out on this call, and then we can come up with a list. And whoever owns this topic can circulate the list to the group. So far I've heard, I'll just do last names. It's easier that way. Crocker, Falstrom, Chapin, Sullivan, Tonkin, and Chung.
Actually, let me go back. So it's
and Mohan, I think, was another
one. And Ram Mohan.
Yeah. So Chapin, Crocker, Bellavin, Falstrom, Mohan, and then Chung and Tonkin. Is that right?
Yes. That's my notes. Anybody else? And are there other names have been?
There is another.
Was that
he's an IDN expert. There is another very notable expert in this space, and I don't know if he's going to be available to spend any more time on this, but that's John Clemson.
You saw that?
K-L-E-N-S-I-N.
Okay.
Marilyn, this is Patrick, and from what I understand, John was not interested in devoting any time to...
Yeah, I think that's right. So I think, we need to just note him as an expert and realize that we may come back at some point to hear from him. But Patrick, do you have any... I was thinking of Tom Narden or... why can't I remember that? Tom Narden and possibly the guy who is... Ayanna?
David Conrad.
Well, weren't we trying to find out whether he thought he could provide comments?
I know it was mentioned, but I don't know if anyone ever...
Okay. I'm going to put Clemson and Conrad in square brackets. The reason it matters is that has to do with root server interface. Otherwise, we're going to have to come up with somebody else who is a root server expert. So I've got Chung, Tong, I've got quite a list here that you'll see in the... in terms of thinking about the questions, can't we just send them the excerpt from the previous report and ask them for their views on whether single letter, the six categories, can be released, what conditions, if any, exist, and can they tell us what technical or other consequences need to be considered that would limit the release of these names?
Essentially, yep. I think that's exactly what we need to do.
I think those are the basic questions.
Okay.
I mean, they can be broken down into sub-questions, but those are basically it.
Perhaps just a subsequent question of, to the extent that there are any consequences, are those consequences manageable?
So, Alistair, that's a great question. I'm just going to, it's Marilyn, I'll just note that one of the things that I noted in the research that I did, and Patrick, again, I may turn to you, and that is that there may be difficulties in allocating numbers at all levels because that may lead to confusion with some routing systems, that what they're receiving is a IP address as opposed to a URL. So, you know, hypothetically, one question might be, is it feasible to allocate numbers at the top level only when numbers are not allocated at the second level? And what are the characteristics of the groups of numbers that could be allocated at the top level and the second level? So, you know, is it .111.11, or, you know, is there some limitation about the number of numbers at each level that need to be prohibited? That might be one question.
Marilyn, this is Patrick. I think we should try to see if they can answer why is it possible for 3m.com or 888.com or some other combination of numbers at the second level, and how that's not a technical issue, and expand that to other levels.
But Patrick, 3m.com and 888.com don't have numbers on both sides of the dot. So I just want to be sure I'm understanding. That's not the same thing as 3m.777 or 888.111.
Oh, no, I understand.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure I was grasping. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and it could be a very different case for that when it's a TLD. I mean, I can't imagine that the software looks at anything but the TLD position to see whether they're dealing with an IPv4 address or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they do about these 6 addresses with the colons. I don't know how that one behaves.
Yeah.
But I want to look into that just to see how they express IPv6 addresses in a web browser.
And you know, Aubrey, it may be that we just don't know yet.
Oh, I'm sure the V6 guys know.
Oh, right, but I mean, we would have to. But Fostrom would be. That's why I was thinking about Fostrom as a good person.
Oh yeah, Patrick's always a good person.
Regardless of the fact he gets asked him questions, right?
Right.
So, Greg, if you're looking for a volunteer to just type this up and send it out to others, I'll do that.
Okay, Marilyn, that would be helpful. You can start with that. And clearly others will be working on this, and I think we should let's circulate the list of experts and the list of questions around as soon after this call as possible. And then I think the next question is how are we going to contact the experts or continue to contact them, try to line them up for some form of communication, and we need to decide what that form of communication is going to be, whether it's going to be a conference call, whether it's going to be question and response emails, whether it could even be a face-to-face meeting for at least, you know, some of us who wouldn't be too geographically inconvenienced to attend, or, you know, some combination of the above. I think we need someone who can kind of drive that process as well. So I don't know, Marilyn, if that can be you, or if there's somebody else who wants to take that role or share that role with Marilyn.
Well, I'm happy to be part of it. And, you know, my sense is let's get a list of questions. We've brainstormed some. I previously sent a list of questions. The problem that we face here is, you know, when you ask the technical community to give you and I just take people back to a IDN call. Alistair, I think this was an IDN call where Rom and Carrie both talked about single characters.
Yep.
And very spontaneously, there was a fair amount of information exchange from two people who are quite expert in the IDN area. But it's difficult to capture that and bring it into a environment where lay people are able to understand it. So, you know, I think maybe we could do a conference call. We could send questions. We could do a conference call to discuss the questions. And maybe we need to try to figure out what the low-hanging fruit out of that stage, what's the low-hanging fruit out of this? I just talked about six categories, Greg.
Right.
Are all six categories low-hanging fruit?
Well, that's an open question, although it may turn out that some of them are less hang higher than others.
I
think we actually do have some preliminary conclusions on that
right.
Okay.
From our original work. I mean, it seems to me that at the second level, I thought we had identified that there were actually fewer issues in the top level.
Yeah.
And we already have the existence of domains like 3M. At the second level, and is it .x.com and those sorts of things that have already been released. So it seems to me that the high hanging fruit are probably the highest are probably numbers, and the next highest I suspect would be single letters at the top level.
Yeah,
but that'd be my hypothesis anyway.
I think that's another question we should ask folks about those as well is. You know, acknowledge that several single letters have been released in .com, six of them I think there are. Are you aware of any technical issues arising out of those registrations?
At the second level.
Right. Yeah, check that box off as well.
Right.
Okay. And then Patrick, anything that comes to your mind that we've missed?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay.
And I would certainly support having a conference call because I think it's important to sort of discuss through the issues. I think, I mean, some of the experts may only be available for contact by email, so if that's the case, well, that's fine, but I think it would be preferable to have a conference call.
And if we are going to have a call, we should start to look at the calendar and see when we're going to squeeze this in.
Okay. Neil, can you look at the dates that you got from Steve Bellavin?
Yes. I'll look it up while you're talking.
Okay, because I think you've got potential from him later this week and several hours next week, and maybe that's the place to start, and that would give, you know, give everybody, okay, there's one expert, and then we can go, if we get others on the same call, great. If we don't, we've got something to build on.
Right.
I think that's a good start. I agree.
Oh, also, Marilyn, one other potential expert for your list is Mark McFadden.
I know Mark. Did he volunteer?
Actually, he did.
Oh, good. Great.
I'd need to formalize that since we both had a beer in our hand when he did that.
Oh, my God, this is being recorded. I don't want that laugh to be recorded.
Only a root beer.
It was a root beer. Okay, great. I'll add him to the list.
Great. Do we have anything further on this topic? Well, so on this, we'll circulate the list of experts. We'll circulate, starting with Steve Bellavin's time, a list of times, and then a list of questions.
Yeah. I have the time for his availability right now. Do you want me to give you that now, or do you want me to circulate it?
Sure. Why don't you read it out now, if there aren't too many of them.
Okay. There are lots of them. I'll just try to make them simple. This is all, this would all be Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. Monday is available all during the day and for like in 1 1/2 hour segments. One time starting at 11, another starting at 3, and another starting at 4:30. All at 1 1/2 hour segments. Tuesday, a 1 hour segment starting at 2, a 45-minute segment starting at 4:30.
I'm going to skip that, Neil.
Okay. Wednesday, 1 hour and 15 minutes starting at 4. Thursday, 1 1/2 hours starting at 11, and then again at 2:30. And Friday, all day except between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern.
Wow, so there's a lot to pick from.
That's a lot to pick from. I've tried to make it simple, but I thought I would just lay it all out.
Well, that's great. You probably want to do it early in the week, don't you, Greg?
Yes, we should advance this as quickly as possible.
Okay. So why don't we go back to him for Monday's the 23rd. I can do the 11 and the 4:30 slot. 11's too early for Alistair, right, Alistair? It really is.
My preference is normally, if I can, if the afternoon times are normally fine.
So on Monday we've got 3 and 4:30. I can't do 3. I could do 4:30, and on Tuesday.
Is 4:30 too late for our other European?
That's 10:30 for the Europeans.
4:30 would be 10:30 for Europe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have how many Europeans do we have? Glenn and Victoria.
Right.
So we've got Tuesday at 2:30.
2:30 should be a good time.
No, 2:30 is not a good time because there's another working group call at
2 o'clock.
There is.
Oh well.
Ah.
Well, the 4:30 on Monday, while it's not perfect, it's not bad. So
this is 4:30. You're talking in Eastern.
Eastern Daylight Time, 4:30, Monday, April 23rd. So.
4:30. So let us ask him about that. Is the first choice
18:30 UTC? What we're saying.
And Neil, what do we have available on wait, we can't do Wednesday. Isn't Wednesday the day of the reserve name working group call itself?
Yes, in April.
So on 2:30 on Tuesday, there's another call that begins at 2, is that?
Yes, yep. It goes for at least an hour.
That's why this one was at 3:30 today.
Does it go for an hour or more?
Go for more, but usually around an hour.
Yeah, hour to hour and a half.
The pro working group.
Right. That's why today we started at 15:30 because of that one.
Okay, that brings us to Wednesday there's only
I haven't heard any problems with the Monday at 4:30 Eastern.
No, but I'm trying to give a backup time. The backup time, Neil, what
may not be on.
There may not be one. Let's just see. Neil, what's available Wednesday?
45 minutes between 4 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight.
I don't think we ought to do that. Okay. What about Thursday?
Thursday,
1.5 hours,
one starting at 11 and the other 1.5 starting at 2:30.
Okay. Why don't we make Thursday the backup time?
The 2:30 one.
Is that all right?
Thursday, trying to make Thursday afternoon, the backup.
Yep.
I'm not in favor of that, only because I'm trying to schedule something else in that time.
Well, let's push for 4:30 on Monday.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's all lock that in on our calendars so we don't give it away to other people.
Yeah, block that in, and Neil, I'll talk to you later, and we can email Bellevin and try to lock that in.
Absolutely.
And see if we can get McFadden at least, and, you know, we'll see if we can get anybody else, but let's at least start with Bellevin.
Yeah, I'll try to lock in Bellevin while we're talking.
One thing on the technical folks, the better we can explain the question we're asking beforehand in email, the better off. I mean, I think just the better the presentations or Q&A will work.
For Bellevin, he's been sent the working group report and asked to review.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but the rest of them, yes.
Okay, so we'll try to put that together. Marilyn, I guess you'll circulate the questions and.
I'll circulate questions, and Neil, you'll circulate confirmation with Bellevin?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now, trying to.
Okay.
And everybody else will add in questions, right?
Just edit yours. I mean, we don't want to have too many questions.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep it at my suggestion is to keep it at a fairly high level.
Okay.
And not too many sub-questions, otherwise it'll seem like 20 questions. I unfortunately have to break off this call in about 5 minutes. I think that we've dealt with the first three really are kind of the substantive work at the moment. The rest kind of are how to repackage it, broadly speaking, although I think there's definitely more work in the latter half. Maybe we can take this last few minutes to discuss when we can meet again, separate from the Belevin call. And I think that as a general proposition, it looks like kind of the Eastern Daylight Time, 2, 3, 4 p.m. sort of times worked the best to accommodate everyone's times without undue hardship.
Why don't we hold the same Monday spot
that we talked about for Belevin and just try to hold that one for the next month?
But we don't actually have that long, Aubrey. I think we'll have to meet on Tuesday. Meet with Belevin on Monday. We're going to have to meet with ourselves on Tuesday to do some work on D, E, and F.
Right. I think we'll need to keep a fairly steady, at least once a week, if not twice a week, schedule up since we have, you know, really more like 3 weeks rather than a month at this point. So can we do...
About this time in 1 week, Tuesday?
This time?
12:30 Pacific?
Can we... Is that available for everyone? 12:30, 3:30, 8:30, 9:30? And I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
7:30.
So we'll have a call on Monday, and we'll have a with Delavan and any other technical experts, and we'll have our own working group call on Tuesday, right?
Right.
At what time? The same time as now?
Same time as now, and I'll make sure I'll keep the time after this for a good solid 2 hours. So just in case, I think we'll need more time then. And I think the call with the experts should definitely be transcribed, and I think there's the higher cost transcription process may be worthwhile for this one. Since we'll want an accurate record, or as accurate and quick a record as possible, since we'll probably be working off of that call quite a bit.
Glenn, which one gives you the quicker turnaround?
I use the Verizon call. They give me a very, very quick turnaround. For yesterday's call, for example, I had it this afternoon by 4:30.
So for the experts call, Greg?
For the experts call, they're not perfect to transcriptions, but then transcriptions are really not perfect. I've had others done of the Lisbon
right.
by professionals, and you will see they're up on the website. They're very much better, but none of them are perfect.
Well, let's go with the Verizon one then for the experts call then.
What does help is if people speak slowly and if they say their name before they speak each time.
Always good advice. I try to do that at home as much as possible. Anything else for the moment? Well, I think we have our work cut out for us. I thank you for tolerating you as your chair.
Well, thank you very much, Greg, for volunteering.
Can I just recap to be sure? On Monday, there will be a call which will be at 4:30 Eastern Time, 22 hours, 30, 10, 30 European Time. And on Tuesday, there will be a working group call at, what time is it now, Eastern Time?
3:30
Eastern Time. Okay.
That's correct. Thank you, Glenn.
And I'll send out those call details.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.